bringing Christ to the nations and the nations to the church. Daily devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
Choose Your Master by Dr. Carrie Vaux for Wednesday, June 17, 2020. The text is Romans chapter 6, selected verses. Do not present your members to sin as instruments for unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and your members to God as instruments for righteousness. For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under law but under grace. For just as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness, leading to sanctification. For when you were slaves to sin, you were freed in regard to righteousness. But what fruit were you getting at that time from those things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves to God, the fruit you get leads to sanctification and its end, eternal life. Carrie says that since childhood she's been a fan of Star Trek, especially the original series and the movies. There's one character in particular who intrigues her, the science officer, and second in command, Mr. Spock. He is intensely logical, completely competent, highly intelligent, and utterly loyal. And he has no wish to command, none. He is happy in his place, serving the starship, the Federation, and his dearest friend, his captain. That's a rare thing, isn't it? Our culture tells us to try to be number one, to climb that ladder of success as hard as we can, and that we've failed if we aren't at the very top, even if our gifts and talents make us better fitted for lower roles. Better to reign in hell than to serve in heaven, as the devil's character says in Paradise Lost. And those who serve the devil follow that idea, hating, backstabbing one another, climbing over one another in their endless quest to be number one. But the Holy Spirit turns that around, as all God's beloved children know. Better to serve in heaven, to serve our dearly beloved Master and Savior Jesus. Better that than to rule anywhere else. After all, He is the one who first served us, who came into our world of slavery, rescued us from the terrible powers that ruled over us, sin, death, and the devil himself. Jesus laid down His own life on the cross to ransom us from slavery. And He rose from the dead to bring us into the freedom of the children of God. What now? The Holy Spirit says that we have a new, joyful life of service to a totally different master than the evil one we once served. He says, "Do not present your members to sin as instruments for unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and your members to God as instruments for righteousness." We serve as loving, joyful children of God, as princes and princesses of His family, as love-struck people who want to be with Jesus always, doing what makes Him happy. How could it be otherwise? And we pray, "Dear Lord, You have loved me so greatly. Grant that I may be Your own forever. Amen." Thank you.